Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. So let's review the chapters from what we've already read earlier in this devotional series. We are now going to review, explore, and discuss the holy text more in depth than before. So now let's open up our Bibles to Galatians chapter 6. We are starting in verse 11 and ending in verse 18. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Notice what large letters I use as I write these closing words in my own handwriting. Those who are trying to force you to be circumcised want to look good to others. They don't want to be persecuted for teaching that the cross of Christ alone can save. And even those who advocate circumcision don't keep the whole law themselves. They only want you to be circumcised so they can boast about it and claim you as their disciples. As for me, may I never boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of that cross, my interest in this world has been crucified, and the world's interest in me has also died. It doesn't matter whether we have been circumcised or not. What counts is whether we have been transformed into a new creation. May God's peace and mercy be upon all who live by this principle. They are the new people of God. From now on, don't let anyone trouble me with these things. For I bear on my body the scars that show I belong to Jesus. Dear brothers and sisters, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Once again, that was Galatians chapter 6 verses 11 through 18 in the New Living Translation. Let's talk about and investigate the scriptures more in depth together. Paul closed the letter by writing in his own hand. He had dictated the previous sections. These last verses are a great summary of the letter. Those who were trying to have the Galatians circumcised were about pride and boasting. Paul was not about boasting. He was all about the cross of Christ, and he bore scars on his body to prove it. The world had been crucified to Paul, and he had been crucified to the world. He was not living for the interest of the world or the approval of any human. It is all about new creation. Sin, death, decay, disease all come from our broken condition. Pain and suffering are caused by our sin and selfishness. The law identifies our sin, but it is not the remedy. The cross and resurrection are the remedy. When you invite the Spirit inside your heart, God begins to work new creation, so that you choose to sin less and less as your will and desires unite with His. You give Jesus your pain and find healing. Your pain does not become destructive but can actually grow you. You can even be willing to suffer with Jesus, and the harm others give you can potentially make you stronger. We are resurrection people, new creation people, sharing the life, strength, and hope that is inside of us and working for new creation in the whole world. The world is longing for resurrection. May you live it and help others to experience the hope that is only found in Jesus. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How has God grown you through pain in your past? What struggles do you need to put in His hands today? What would it mean for you to be, quote, crucified, end quote, and the desire to win approval from others? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.